of the whole concept of once saved, always saved is this. When you come to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we use the terminology, I came to Christ. We use the terminology, I accepted Jesus. But theologically speaking, biblically speaking, that is incorrect. Because you see, it is not us who choose God. It is God who chooses us. Amen. It is not us who built the bridge to God. It's God that built the bridge to us. So the bridge stands open for all who will come. Now, it's this idea that once you cross into the promised land, that if you make a mistake, a couple of ushers are going to grab you, carry you back across the bridge, and you'll lose your salvation until you apologize, which is how you get back across the bridge. Now, I don't know about you, but to me, that's crazy. And you know what else that is? That has me and my behavior completely in charge of my salvation. And I got to tell you, it is not my salvation. It is His salvation. If it were mine, I would have lost it a long time ago. If I tried to carry it with me, I would break it, I would lose it, I would misplace it. It would be like the car keys for the 65 Impala Super Sport with the white leather interior and the 396 four barrel that I should have kept, but I let it go. That's what would happen to my salvation. But the truth is, it's not mine. It's never been mine. It's always belonged to Jesus. He bought it. He paid for it. It's His, and He has called me and allowed me to come into His kingdom. And I want to tell you, I'm walking on my knees every step of the way, humble that the God and the Creator of this world would seek us out. So know this. If you believe in God the Creator, if you believe that God the Creator took on the form of flesh and came into this world in the form of the person that we call Jesus Christ, know this, you are safe. You are secure. You belong to Him. Receive Him. Believe in Him. As you go forward, there's going to be mistakes. There's going to need to be some behavioral modification. Well, when you get to be maybe 60 years old, you'll have it all figured out. Maybe 70, you'll have it all figured out. No, we always need God's grace. We all will all always need mercy. And God is abundant to give it. Relax in your faith. Enjoy your life here on earth. Because that's what God is calling us to do. To be people filled with peace, filled with joy.